Hello and welcome to another program. We're in Psalm 119. Today we begin in verse 97 through 104. We see David loving the Word and learning the Word. Stay tuned for our program. In verse 97, David said, "Oh, how I love thy law." And because he loved it, he wanted to learn it. It says in verse 97, "It is my meditation." In verse 99, "These testimonies," he said, "are my meditation." And as a result of that, he said in verse 99, "I have more understanding." And again in verse 104, "Through thy precepts I get understanding." Loving the Word and learning the Word. David knew who he believed.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known. Though I unworthy, Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
I'm reading beginning at verse 97. The psalmist said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Help us to love your law as we should love it, and to hate every false way as we should do that as well. Help us to learn today. You've said these things happen unto them and are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the age has come. We're certainly there now. We need to be admonished. Help us to learn. Make us teachable today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 97, I love. Verse 104, I hate. The phrase I love is in the book of Psalms 7 times. The phrase I hate is also in the book of Psalms 7 times. In Psalm 116, verse number 1, the psalmist said, I love the Lord. In verse 113 and Psalm 119, he said, Thy law do I love. In verse 119, he said, I love thy testimonies. In 127, he said, I love thy commandments. 159, I love thy precepts. Again in 119 and 163, he said, Thy law do I love. And then in 167, he said, Thy testimonies, I love them exceedingly. When it comes to hate, we read in Psalm 101, verse number 3, he said, I hate the works of them that turn aside. 104 of Psalm 119, he said, I hate every false way. In verse 113, he said, I hate vain thoughts. In 128, he said, I hate every false way. And in 163, he said, I hate and abhor lying. In Psalm 139 and 21, he said, Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. And in verse 22, he said, I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them as mine enemies. An interesting portion of Scripture. He said, I love, and he said, I learn. As a result of his love for the Word of God, he learned the Word of God. And how did he do that? Well, verse number 7 said, Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. The Word of God wasn't just something that he took for 10 or 15 minutes in the morning before he rushed off to work and that was it. No, it was something that he meditated in all the day. And so he said, I love, I learn. And he said, I discern. 98, he said, through thy commandments, he had become wiser than his enemies. And he said in verse 99, I have more understanding than my teachers. Why? Because of my meditation, he said in verse 99 rather. And in verse 100, he said, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. And so his discernment was a byproduct of keeping the precepts, keeping the testimonies, loving the law of God. And so he said, I learn and I walk accordingly. He said in verse 101, I refrain my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy law. That word evil, we think is something very, very wicked, you know, maybe adultery, murder, whatever. The word has actually been translated harm 3 times, and it's been translated ill. Evil here seems to be anything that would harm us or that would be an ill way, just to go away that would be harmful. He said, I refrain my feet from every harmful way. Why? That I might keep thy word. The word keep here means to guard it, to be concerned about it. Doesn't mean he's perfect, not going to keep every rule and every situation. The Bible says, He that says he's without sin deceives himself, and truth is not him. What he's talking about here is guarding the Word of God. And so as a byproduct of these things, we see that he had understanding because he was meditating in the things of God. So we see, first of all, in 101, separation. Then in 102, we have steadfastness. He said, I have not departed from thy judgments. That word judgment means from what God deems as right or wrong. God makes good judgments. For thou, he says, has taught me. I have not departed. We're living in an age of apostasy when the Bible says in Romans 11 and 5, in this present time there will be a remnant, but many are departing from the things of God today. We see in 1 and 2 Timothy Well, I call it when God sums it up. Sum is spelled S-O-M-E-S. Some were teaching false doctrine, 1 Timothy 1:3. Some turned aside to vain jangling, 1 Timothy 1:6. Some made shipwreck, 1 Timothy 1:9. Some departed from the faith, 1 Timothy 4:1. Some turned aside after Satan, 1 Timothy 5:15. Some sinned openly, 1 Timothy 5:24. And in verse 24, some sinned secretly. In 1 Timothy 6:10, some coveted after money. We read in 1 Timothy 6:21, some erred concerning the faith. In 2 Timothy 2:18, some had their faith overthrown. In 2 Timothy 2:20, some were vessels to dishonor. And thank the Lord also in 2 Timothy 2:20, some were vessels to honor. But you can see how many didn't make it. Concerning steadfastness, David said in verse number 102, I have not departed from thy judgments. When we read 1 and 2 Timothy, out of 12 that are listed here, 11 departed. In Psalm 119, verse 103, David refers to his satisfaction. Satisfaction is something that meets the need. He said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And finally, his sentiment. A sentiment is a view or an attitude toward a situation. And what was his? 104. He said, through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. And so we'll read those verses again. He said in 97, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hath made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I have kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Power, all power, true.